Okay, the Gemara on Arvei Pesachim on Kuftes Amid Beis is the source for a tremendous amount of aggravation to many, many of the Gedalei Achrayim regarding how to measure a Revius or a Kazayis Lahalacha Lamaisa. I'd like to share, I guess, just a brief overview of the whole tumult and in particular Pesachim Mishneh Berurah. Once there was somebody told me he was at a Shabbos Hagadol drasha, and the person giving the drasha was a Rav, an older Rav. So he wanted to make an impression on people, so he got up and he said, "I want to say a Chiddush today. What's the share of a Kazayis?" So he held up an olive and he said, "This is the share of a Kazayis." And everybody laughed, and sort of was making fun of the big shiurim that the yeshiva world has. Now, what he did was totally untrue. I mean, it's true it's a Zayas, but it's not true it's a Kazayas. A Kazayas is half the size of an egg. I don't know what size olive he had, but I doubt it was half the size of an egg. And I'd like to share with you where the whole tumult about the Shurim comes from. It's known as the Tzlach Chiddush, and you'll see in a minute, not only did Tzlach, others experimented, and they did the following. In order to figure out the shear of a Revius is 1.5 eggs, the displacement of 1.5 eggs. So what he did is he filled up a container with water and saw how much water is displaced by the eggs and measured it, and he got a certain shear, a certain number of ounces for a Revius. There's a second way of measuring, Rav Chista's way in our Gemara. And this way of measuring is the following. A mikveh, which is 3 amis by 1 amma by 1 amma cubed, has 40 saw of water. So all you got to do is do the math, and the Gemara does it for us, and you come out with a measure of each revius, which is a certain percentage of the saw, being the area of 2 etzvois by 2 etzvois by 2 7/10 etzvois. The Gemara has a cheshbon of the certain amount of volume it takes up. So the Tzlach did both. He did with eggs, what we call the egg method of measuring a revius, which is the displacement of 1.5 eggs. And then he did what they call the finger method, the 2 etzvois by 2 etzvois by 2 7/10 etzvois. The shear by measuring etzvois was double the shear of measuring by egg displacement. In other words, if you go with the eggs of today, you get a much smaller shear than if you go by the fingers of today. So the Tzlach says there's something wrong. It's double the shear. And he's mechiach, maybe we'll get to it, that there are two possibilities. Either human beings got much bigger, the fingers got much wider, or that eggs got smaller over time. He's mechiach from Shas that it can't be that human beings got that much bigger. And therefore he says, this katnu abeim. The eggs we have today are smaller than the eggs that they had in the times of Chazal. And we have to compensate. The egg is not the halacha. The egg is just a way of measuring. So we have to compensate. And therefore he says, you got to double the shear. Instead of the displacement of 1.5 eggs, you have to have the displacement of 3 eggs, which is twice as much. And this is what he said, and this made, of course, a tremendous tumult, and continues to make a tremendous tumult and confusion in not only how much wine do you have to drink when you need a revius, but the magnitude that has an effect on the share of a kazayis as well, which is totally in the share of a kabeya, and it creates a lot of confusion in the area of shiurim.
How would you have any comparison? You always can say that you're dealing with the width of the finger or the length of the finger. There's a lot of flexibility. And then we know that a finger can have different sizes.
I understand, but since he took the average width of a finger, a length of a finger would be much bigger. So he actually took the smaller of the possibilities. He did the average length, the average width of an etzba. So it's a good question. I want to mention it in a minute. But he's supposed to use the average egg, a beinoni. That's what it says, a beinoni. And I guess you go to a chicken farm, you get an average size egg. I'll mention it in a second if I have time. But I just want to tell you that, first of all, one of his Talmidim, the Tshuva Me'ava, writes in the Tshuva, he says, Mayri v'Rabbi Hagoyin, Chosh l'fi ha'gaydo shaloi. He measured with his fingers. V'ho ya'orach b'dayrei. And he was a gigantic man. M'shikha yulamayla g'vayi mikalam. V'reicha v'ha'gaydo shaloi ha'yakofel m'shalo d'beinani. He has a way of resolving it. He said the Tzach used his fingers. And he was a gigantic man. And since he had very big fingers, so Mimela, this is what he writes. Now, first of all, it's very hard to understand that the Tzlach did the Chap, that he's taller than everybody else. Very, very difficult to understand. But after this, some Seifel came along. He said, okay, so I'll measure it all over again. Some Seifel writes in a tshuva that he measured it. And he writes that... Mother Gamhu Betz Boys, he also measured with fingers. And it came out exactly like this. And Docha Divrei Tshuva Mi'ahava, Shekosu Shez Boys Haslach Adolais, he measured it. We find Rabbi Yaakov Emdin measured it as well. It's in the Siddur of Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, the Chavei Zioir. And Shloim Ega says Rabbi Kiva Ega did it. And all of these five Gedolim came out with the same problem. There's something changed. There's something wrong. And there's some type of a change. And therefore, you can't go according to our eggs because maybe the eggs were, the size of the egg changed. This is the tumbling that takes place. I'll quote to you from the Chasam Sofer. You see his frustration at the end of his tshuva, which is tshuva Kupchav Zayin in Arachayim. At the end, like he says, I don't know what to do. He says, Misha daite rechava mi daiteinu. This is the last line of his tshuva. Misha daite rechava mi daiteinu. Someone who's smarter than me. Yiftach pesach kepischei shalulam. He'll figure out some, it's a play on words, you know, he'll open up a big wide door. V'roifei uman yikarei. And we'll call him an expert doctor, a healer. V'schar harbe yitel. And those are the last words that he writes in the Tshuva, Punktin Tufkuf Peyalef, exactly 200 years ago. He writes that he throws up his arms in frustration. He says, I don't know what to do. So Baruch Hashem, we have a Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah brings this disagreement, the Simur Reish Ayin Aleph. He says, Yesh Machmirim Va'oid B'inyan HaShiurim V'ichichu Da'beim Niskadnu V'zmanenu L'machtas Mashoi B'mei HaGemara. He says that the revius has to be double. Nafgamina linyan kesayis matzah, du kechatzi beya. Kesayis matzah is displacement of half an egg. A kesayis, we say, is half an egg. It's not our olives. Our olives are not even half of our eggs. And our eggs are diskatnu.
Isn't there a third
of a beya? It's a third or a half. So we're mad by their rice, we're mad, but then it's a half. And, So Mishnah Berurah does this. Very interesting, Bir Halacha. This is in Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel. Mishnah Berurah says, wait, I have a third way of measuring. Right, we have this theory between the egg method and the finger method. I have another way. Chazal say that the Mole Lugmav of a person, what a person can hold liquid on one side of his mouth, is Rav Revius. A little more than half a Revius. That's easy. You don't have to experiment. You fill up your mouth, you spit it out. Chofetz Chaim says he went to many people. Chofetz Chaim himself was very small. Tzlach may have been very big. Chofetz Chaim was a very small man. So he doesn't say he did it himself. He writes that he went to a bunch of people, told them to fill up their full mouth as much liquid as they could, and then to spit it out. And since one half of the mouth is more is Rav Revius, so of course their mouth should be easily a Revius. And he says that according to Kivar Bachanti Vinisesi Bekama Anoshim Beinanim, I went to many average sized people, Amole Lumu Shalem, Mishnei Atzadim. He says, see, he finds that the Bein changed, but only a third. In other words, it's a third more than you would get with our eggs. So, for example, when Ramesha writes that when he measured Revius, it was 2.9 ounces. He says to be machmir 3.9. He's going to Mishnah Berurah to add a third for Niskatnu Abayim. So Mishnah Berurah says it changed, but not that much. So for Deraisis, he says to be Machmir, for Matzah to be Machmir, even Kiddush Friday night, which is the Kiddush is Deraisis, the wine is not, but he says to be Machmir on a Shia Deraisa, and therefore, really, my main point is that this creates the whole tumult in the Shia Revias. Now, I want to tell you that quite a number of years ago, one Sunday morning, I have Yeridei Shia in the morning, and I wasn't giving Shia in Yeshiva then, because this takes a few hours to do. We did this experiment with eggs and water, and we even got some impressive-looking equipment from the lab in Tar Vadas. There used to be a lab to measure things precisely. And it's interesting, we did extra-large eggs, and we did jumbo eggs. And the way it came out by us, the extra-large eggs came to a little under 3 ounces, which is Ramosha Shear. And the jumbo eggs came to 4 ounces, which is closer to what the Chazainisha Shear seems to be. So it seems to be, I don't know how you decide which eggs is Beinoni today, but it's probably somewhere in that area. And it's something of a mystery. There's an interesting, the Stipler in Shiurim Shel Torah has, also everyone tries to find some resolution of all this. So the Stipler puts together a few different shittos and how to measure to try to sort of mitigate the damage. You know, it's double as much. To try, he says the tefach can be measured loose or tight. He goes through a bunch of things. One very interesting nakuda I want to share with you. A mikvah is 3 amis tall by an amma, the shear of a person. Now, did you ever wonder if it's 3 amis tall, the average shear of a person, if someone says that an amma is 18 inches, three times, and 8 inches is 1.5 feet, so a human being, the average human being's height is 4.5 feet? That's not logical. It's 3 amis. Now, if you say that it's 22 inches, like Ramesha says, about 22 inches, so then the average height of a person would be 5.5 feet. Also, I don't know if that's exactly 5.5 or not. So there is a machlokes rishayim. Tosfos here holds, Rav rishayim hold, 3 amis means 3 amis, the height of a person. Tosfos shita here on Kuftes Amud Beis and a few places in Shas, is that it's only until the shoulder of a person. It's all based on how they carry the arim. So he says 3 amis is till the shoulder of a person. So you have to add the head of a person, and the male is slightly more than 3 amis. That's what he says. Now there's a Gemara that they hung the Bnei Haman, and it was 3 amis per person. So if you hung the Bnei Haman, it was 3 amis per person. So Tosfos says, no, they cut off the heads of the Bnei Haman, and then they hang their body without the heads. So Mamela, that's what he says, it came to 3 amis.
How do you do that?
How do you hang people without their heads? Get somebody with a good screwdriver and grada on Purim. Somebody asked on Purim. It says, Roy Vanov, Ikinyanov, Alo Eitz Talisa. So the Gemara says that Haman had 30 sons, and they only hung 10. So it's not Roy Vanov, Ikinyanov, Alo Eitz Talisa. They hang most of his children. So I suggest that on Purim, that doesn't mean most of his children. It means each child, he only hung up most of the person because the head wasn't there. So Rav Banav, the Rav of each person, they hung up. But be that as it may, so the Stipler wants to make a cheshbin that the size of an etzba, it changes depending on how you count. In other words, if you have the height of a person is 3 amis, then the etzba is a certain shear. If you're going to the height of a person that's 3 amis, you add 20% for the head, so then the size of an etzba based on 3 amis is smaller. So he says that it could be, if you play around with the numbers, it could be that the numbers go down. He tries to make it inch down to get closer to the Mishnah Berurah's Psak. At any rate, the main point I wanted to make is that this Gemara is the source for the tumbling about Shiurim. It's not a double pashut at all. What the shiurim are. A person who asks me how much he has to eat to bench, I tell him, whatever bread you eat, look at it, it's the size of an egg. You tell me, size of an egg, the size of an olive. No, the size of an egg, because nishtanu. Now really, for the Tilsi Dai, you're supposed to eat double that, but at least for benching, it should be at least the amount of bread you should eat should be at least the size of an egg. And in general, kezayis, the chumra, the best thing is to do a double shear, which is roughly the size, the volume of an egg, and with that, you're pretty much safe. So this is at least some of the tumbling over the shiurim, and a lot more about it, but I guess it's always good to have a concise rundown of what the tumla is about. Okay.
Don't be so late. What are you looking at?